IV. Gender equality and FRA chart on the negotiation tables. As has been said already, gender equality is a means to a different end when it comes to member states. Some are fully committed to the agenda, but when many interests are at stake, gender equality becomes an issue of medium or low degree of importance in the mind of negotiators. It is sad to say that the agenda of women's human rights in general, and FRHR in particular, are battlefields for the most conservative countries, and they are determined to fight until the very end to refrain the advancement of women. Throughout the post-2015 process, the feminist movement is seen this happen over and over again. Overall, it can be said that in the 2030 agenda, there were no specific gains on FRHR. The explanation for this is that the context in which the agenda was negotiated was one of an aggressive backlash, in which every gain of the past was defended from being lost. Therefore, rather than advancing, the battle was made to include agreed language to the 2030 agenda. The fact that there are references to the overall agenda with details that will be addressed further in this paper is important regardless of the fact that there is no advancement. That is to say, the implementation of the 2030 agenda will be under a general scrutiny. It will receive important financial flows and will be highlighted in every other global platform. So even with the agreed gains, it was important to have the FRHR agenda preferred. As it is then, those advocating for the advancement of the agenda will have to turn to the specific platforms, the Commission on the Status of Women CSW and the Commission on Population and Development CPD. However, it must be said that this is not necessarily a bad thing. The implementation of the 2030 agenda can be as wide as a government's will, and therefore there is an opportunity to enhance the ambition at the regional and national levels. This is why an advocacy work in these two fields will be crucial in 2016. For a bigger picture on the FRHR agenda, the 2030 agenda is not the best reference. Many references were lost in the way of the negotiation. Comprehensive sexuality education is the most heartfelt, and others never made it to the draft. Sexual rights, sexual orientation, and gender identity. In a platform made entirely of political will, this is no surprise. But the way in which indicators address a comprehensive implementation, and the pressure from citizens across time to strengthen the language in further revisions of indicators, could be other windows of opportunities in the future. In the following sections, this paper will refer to the process in which the 2030 agenda was devised across the years, and the challenges that the FRHR agenda faced in that time. This will be useful to see the possible points of entry on specific points, but also to highlight the main obstacles encountered so as to learn from past experiences.